It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. The conversation around Kanye West lately tends to focus on politics, stunts, and his sometimes controversial statements. Some of the albums West produces, though, feature string arrangements and vocals by the Yale-trained composer and pop artist Stephen Johann Figenbaum. Since 2016, Figenbaum and the conductor Yuga Kohler have periodically presented performances they call Yeethoven, including two in Los Angeles and one at New York City's Lincoln Center. Using a group of classical musicians, they trace the similarities between the works of a 21st century rapper-producer, Kanye West, and an 18th to 19th century composer, Beethoven. We wanted to figure out why it was that the two of us and a lot of our friends in classical music were so enamored with Kanye's music, Figenbaum said. In a Yeethoven set recently at the Aspen Ideas Festival, they did five songs from the Kanye album Yeezus. Some of the tracks were mashed up with Beethoven compositions. Within classical, we're obsessed with what's interesting and challenging, which is why a lot of people are into Kanye, Figenbaum said. Colette Mays has played the piano for over a century. In a recent BBC interview, she shares her love of the instrument and some of her secrets to growing old. She says it's important to stay loose and keep moving. Playing the piano is a kind of gymnastics for her. Mays was born June 16, 1914, in Paris. Her favorite composer is Claude Debussy, who she lived near as a toddler. He died when she was four. She played piano from the age of five, and at 15 she entered music school, where she studied with Alfred Cortot and Nadia Boulanger. She became a piano teacher, a profession she practiced all of her life. She still plays the piano to maintain her memory, she says. At the age of 103, she released her fourth album, dedicated to Claude Debussy, on the centenary of his death, including Debussy and also Federico Mompou, Astor Piazzolla, and Alberto Ginastera. To me, Debussy is nature and the love of nature, those delicate feelings. Her CD is called 104 Years of Piano. You can see the video of her on the BBC News YouTube channel. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbach.org, kbonk.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And also listen every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy, playing your top 100 classical hits. I'm Randy Kinkle for KBox This Week in Classical Music, member-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.